It is Friday, the 27th of April, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us is Becca Martin Brown. She is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
This is a Dear Abby kind of day. We have advice from a foodie, advice from mom, and my advice that you should buy a Roots Festival ticket because John Prine, who did the song Dear Abby, is coming to Northwest Arkansas.
When you said Dear Abby, and this has been the case for 30-plus years, whenever I hear Dear Abby, I don't think of the advice column.
Really?
I think of the John Prine
song.
Me too.
Last first, John Prine headlines the Roots Festival on Saturday night, August 25th. Joined by performers like Trout Fishing in America, Tiffany Christopher, Emily Cates, and more. Mm-hmm. And you can find out more at FayettevilleRoots.com.
Tickets for the whole kit and caboodle are now on sale.
And I will have one for John Prine or else. Advice from Mom will be available at 2 o'clock Sunday, when 14 local mothers like Lila Davidson, Gwen Rockwood, and Kelly Zager read their prose during Listen to Your Mother.
We're going to listen to 8 of them in just a few minutes on the program.
Excellent. You know, the event is part of a national series founded by a mom in Wisconsin, and the local version tackles adoption, embarrassing things that happen in parenting, loss, watching children grow up. Tickets are $18 at the Walton Art Center box office, and all of the net proceeds will go to the Arkansas Visitation and Exchange Center.
Right.
And then there's foodie, journalist, author, and speaker Michael Pollan.
Coming to town on Thursday.
He has advice about eating when he kicks off the Walton Art Center's Artisphere Festival. He is the award-winning author of several books, but his most recent is Food Rules and Eater's Manual. Among his advice, don't eat anything your great-grandmother wouldn't recognize as food.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Do all your eating at a table. Eat when you're hungry, not when you're bored. It's not food if it's served through the window of your car. It's not food if it's called by the same name in every language.
Nuggets.
Right.
And the banquet is in the first bite. The Artisphere kickoff also includes an opening reception for the new Structuring Nature exhibit, tickets for Michael Pollan's Q&A, which I believe is being facilitated by a guy named Kyle Kellums.
That's true. That's true.
Are $25 to $75 for adults, and Kyle's worth that on his own.
No, I don't.
You can find out more at artistspherefestival.org.
I guess if I'm eating a bowl of Lucky Charms while standing up in the kitchen, I'm breaking at least half of those rules.
Yeah, pretty much.
But are you happy while you're doing it? I mean, really, isn't that the question?
Well,
and
it's
Michael
the
Pollan
long run that
you've got to
be concerned about, the long run.
I suppose.
Yes.
But Michael Pollan doesn't want, I mean, he just wants you to eat real food, food you cook.
He is not a finger wagger.
No.
He does it with great humor and whatnot.
Really interesting guy. Also this weekend, it's the Dogwood Festival in Siloam Springs.
The what annual, do you know?
No, but it's been forever.
Something?
Yeah, I would think.
27?
20, I want to say 26, 27.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also a production of The Lion in Winter this weekend at Northwest Arkansas Community College. 7 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, and again next weekend. Tickets are $5 to $8 at 619-4126. Book of Days ends at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale with shows at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow. Tickets are $10 to $20. Rogers Little Theater's second stage show is called Why Torture is Wrong and the People Who Love Them.
Right.
It's an indictment of the Bush administration. You should know that going in. But you should also know that our friend from Gridiron, Justin Stewart, is in it. And showtime is 8 o'clock today and tomorrow and 2 o'clock Sunday. Tickets are $10. The Fall of the House goes on this weekend. Theater Squared at Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. Cabaret at University Theater in Fayetteville. The St. Petersburg String Quartet performs in Eureka Springs, a dinner concert at 5 o'clock Saturday at the Crescent Hotel and a concert at 2 o'clock Sunday at the City Auditorium. Both are benefits for the CICA Eureka Springs Music Festival. And the Arkansas Philharmonic wraps up its season at 7:30 Saturday at the Arend Art Center in Bentonville. Tickets are $20 for adults. And there's a whole bunch more in What's Up at nwaonline.com/what's-up. Up on our blog at NWA Source, NWA Tuned In, Facebook, Twitter. You get the idea.
All over the webs.
Yeah.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspaper.